Stealing Fire: How Silicon Valley, the Navy SEALs, and Maverick Scientists Are Revolutionizing the Way We Live and Work. Authors: Stephen Kotler and Jamie Wheel. Kotler is a New York Times best-selling author of books like Bold and Abundance. Wheel is a top expert in human cognitive development who has advised the U.S. Special Operations Command. The central question of this book is there a way for ordinary people to deliberately access ecstasy, that peak flow state that only a few geniuses and lucky individuals experience by chance? The answer is yes. And this method is already being used extensively by Silicon Valley, the Navy SEALs, and cutting-edge scientists. The authors call this process stealing fire, like Prometheus taking fire from the gods. Ordinary humans are acquiring abilities that were never meant to be ours. Core idea 1: ecstasy is the brain's hidden mode. Once activated, information processing capacity jumps from 120 bits per second to hundreds of millions. What is ecstasy? Kotler defines it as a state where the brain shifts out of its normal rational thinking mode and into a state where subconscious processing is heightened and self-awareness fades. The word comes from the ancient Greek ekstasis, meaning standing outside oneself, and it carries connotations of ecstasy and bliss. Ecstasy has four core characteristics. First, self-forgetfulness: you stop judging yourself and stop caring about what others think of you. You are fully absorbed in the present moment. Second, timelessness: your perception of time becomes distorted. Hours feel like minutes. Many people have experienced these first two during deep work or while playing video games. But the real power of ecstasy lies in the next two characteristics. Third, dramatically enhanced information processing: the conscious rational mind can only process about 120 bits of information per second. Two people talking to you at once will overload your brain. But in ecstasy, the subconscious takes over, and bandwidth explodes to hundreds of millions of bits per second. You notice details you normally miss, and you more easily spot connections between unrelated pieces of information. Fourth, effortless performance of complex tasks accompanied by intense pleasure: you execute difficult tasks without needing willpower, the process feels natural and fluid, and your brain releases six pleasure-related chemicals: norepinephrine, dopamine, endorphins, anandamide, serotonin, and oxytocin. At the neuroscience level, ecstasy corresponds to decreased activity in the prefrontal cortex, the brain region responsible for self-criticism and time perception gets dialed down. Meanwhile, alpha, theta, and gamma brainwaves associated with creative thinking significantly increase. Core idea 2: there are four pathways to ecstasy, ranging from the safest to the most dangerous, spanning psychology, neurobiology, pharmacology, and technology. Pathway 1 is the psychological route. The core idea is to deliberately deactivate self-criticism and time perception through training. The most basic method is meditation. Research shows that just 4 to 8 weeks of meditation training can significantly boost creative thinking. Advanced methods include the Navy SEALs' sensory deprivation float training, floating in a tank of salt water with all light and sound blocked out, which helps trainees quickly learn to forget themselves and enter deep focus. There are also low-cost methods like power posing. Holding the Wonder Woman pose for 2 minutes can lower stress hormones by 15% and boost confidence and risk-taking willingness. Pathway 2 is group rituals and collective experiences. Through shared experiences that trigger state changes, a prime example is Burning Man, which Silicon Valley elites attend in large numbers. In the Nevada desert, money becomes useless, participants trade services, and the environment of dance, art installations, and communal living helps people break out of their everyday cognitive frameworks and enter more creative states. Pathway 3 is neurotechnology, using external technology to directly intervene in brain states. Transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, uses weak magnetic pulses to temporarily suppress prefrontal cortex activity. A 2012 experiment at the University of Sydney showed that subjects who received TMS pulses solved difficult problems at a rate of 40%, compared to 5% for those who didn't. Neurofeedback devices monitor brainwaves in real time and train individuals to adjust their brain state. U.S. military research shows these devices can boost cognitive and learning ability by 4 to 5 times, even cutting the time to learn a new language from 6 months to 6 weeks. Pathway 4 is pharmacology, the most direct route but also the most dangerous. This includes smart drugs like Adderall and Modafinil, which a 2015 survey found 1/3 of American college students used to boost academic performance. Psychedelics like LSD and psilocybin have shown potential for enhancing creativity in some studies but carry significant legal and ethical risks. The authors emphasize, many of these substances are illegal in most countries and should absolutely not be tried. Core Idea 3, the Navy SEALs have applied ecstasy technology to extreme environments, achieving group flow. The environments where Navy SEALs operate are highly uncertain, complex, and information poor. In these conditions, individual heroism is useless. Outcomes depend entirely on team coordination efficiency. So their core area of research is group flow, getting an entire squad into ecstasy simultaneously, where individual egos dissolve and the team merges into a unified collective mind. All actions sync automatically, without the need for verbal communication. To achieve group flow, the SEALs developed two core rules. First, automatic task allocation. When clearing a room, if the point man covers the left side, the trailing teammate automatically covers the right. No verbal coordination needed. Second, dynamic leadership. There is no fixed leader. Whoever has the clearest picture of the next move becomes the temporary leader, and others follow immediately. Communication happens primarily through gestures and eye contact. Their Headstrong Project facility is equipped with sensory deprivation tanks, neurofeedback devices, and other specialized training equipment to help SEALs rapidly block out external distractions and enter highly focused collaborative states. Core Idea 4, the greatest danger of ecstasy is addiction. You must find balance between getting into the zone and returning to reason. The intense pleasure of ecstasy can lead to overindulgence and even neglect of real life. The book cites the cautionary example of Kong Yue, the late Qing dynasty reformer who, after achieving ecstasy through meditation, believed himself to be a sage and made unrealistic decisions during the Wuxi reform. The author's advice: grade your ecstasy activities by intensity and risk level. Low-risk activities like meditation and power posing can be done frequently. Medium-risk neurotechnology should be tried occasionally. High-risk pharmacological approaches require extreme caution. They propose the concept of a hedonic calendar. Plan your ecstasy experiences the way you plan your diet, ensuring they serve your life goals rather than becoming an escape from life. Practical implications. This book has important insights for three groups of people. The first group is business leaders and entrepreneurs seeking high performance. If your team can more frequently enter flow states, productivity and creativity will increase exponentially. Google has been a pioneer here. They installed meditation rooms in their offices and equipped employees with neurofeedback devices. When Google selected Eric Schmidt as CEO in 2001, one of the key reasons was that he was the only candidate who had attended Burning Man. The second group is athletes and extreme sports practitioners. Ecstasy is essentially the holy grail of sports science. Entering flow at the most critical moment of competition allows you to perform beyond your normal training level. The cases in this book prove this is not mysticism but a scientifically trainable capability. The third group is anyone who wants to better utilize their own brain. You don't need the SEALs' equipment or Silicon Valley's resources. Start with 5 minutes of meditation a day. Start by adjusting your body posture while you work. Start by finding that one thing that makes you lose track of time. You are already on the path toward ecstasy. In summary, Stealing Fire is not a book about how to get high. It is an exploration report on the boundaries of human potential. The authors use extensive scientific evidence and real cases to show us our brains are far more powerful than we realize, and most people spend their entire lives using only the most conservative operating mode. Ecstasy is not an escape from reality, it is the brain's most powerful operating mode. The key is, you must learn to enter it deliberately, and you must learn to exit it deliberately. That is the complete meaning of Stealing Fire. You have acquired extraordinary power, but you remain a rational, discerning, responsible human being.